What to plant? Hello and welcome everyone to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Bax. Many farmers here in Tennessee and across the country, even at this late date, are still engaged in a mental tug of war over how much of what crop to plant. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
The push and pull between corn and soybeans continues.
Yes, and Agriculture Department Outlook Chairman Jerry Bangi told us the latest USDA supply and crop price forecasts are adding fuel to the mental tug of war that many farmers are wrestling with.
As we've shown a little bit stronger corn price, we're looking at an average for the current year of $4.30, which is up 30 cents from our previous forecast. And they're going to see a little bit lower price for soybeans, seeing a price of $10.25 versus $10.40 last month.
So the price differences between corn and soybeans are getting smaller for farmers.
Then it would suggest that the corn is a more favorably priced, and that perhaps is a crop they should be looking at to plant. Having said that, farmers have a lot of other concerns to think about. They have to think about the very wet conditions in the heart of the Corn Belt right now. They have to think about their various input costs. They have to think about the high fertilizer prices. They've got a multitude of things to think about.
But Jerry Bangi says this is one season when price may not be the deciding factor.
What's really going to be the final determinant, frankly, is going to be what the weather does.
Certainly, if fields were to remain wet, it means it's difficult to get in and plant corn. Then people will switch to soybeans later in the spring.
That's Agriculture Department Chief Economist Joe Glauber.
We still don't know, of course. If fields dry out, you know, we can get in a corn crop and see whether or not the prospective planting report is accurate in terms of what people were intending, or if people plant more corn because corn price is more favorable to soybeans.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.